So hello guys, welcome to the Thought Revolution campaign. And today's episode is slightly different because it's actually a dialogue between me and one of my friends, my very good friend, Koya Timothy. He is an engineer with Seplat, and he's also a development enthusiast and quite intelligent, you know. And we had a very rich conversation, I and him. The conversation was centered around the homeland advantage, basically exploring the idea that no matter where you go to in this world, the state, the economic and political state of our homeland, which is Africa, will definitely affect how the rest of the world perceive you, regardless of how much you know, how much you do, how much you can contribute. You understand? So it is to our collective interest to make sure that Africa works. And it's actually a three-part series, you know, the conversation, because it was a long conversation. And this is just the first part of it, and kind of like the introduction into the topic, you know. And I really hope you enjoy yourself. So here goes.
I was telling something yesterday. I was like, see. Okay, so we're talking. He was talking with his brother, right? And then she was talking with her brother. I said he was talking with his brother. I just mixed the both of them. I mixed the two.
Genders together.
Yeah. You know, and then, okay, so they were talking, blah, blah, blah. The guy was like, that if you could just have like a situation where, you know, you just go to a place like maybe Reservoir or that they have a lot of cash crops, you know, that kind of thing and all that, and then you just organize the market for them, buy everything from them, brand it probably in your own name, you understand, and then they sell it to a market here and all that, like, to make sense, you make a lot of money, this, that, and all that. So I was not letting her understand that. Okay. So she was not like, it looks like what you're trying to do. And I said, no, it doesn't look like what you're trying to do. It is not what you're trying to do. Yeah, I'm sorry. You know, I said, no, but it's not, right? Because it's not to go somewhere, you know, buy commodities and stuff, sell it, make money and be happy.
No, that's not the idea.
The idea is actually to develop a place based on the resources they have.
Exactly.
I said, do you know why? I said, and it's painful. And one of the reasons it's painful in Nigeria is because we have a lot of resources. I said, but the problem is that, we're just dumb. Do you know why England, for example, and all those countries had to start going around colonizing people? There were only two ways for them to get the resources they needed for development. Number one, either they traded with Africans, pay for those resources, like we're doing for crude oil now. They buy for, you know, they buy crude and then
develop. Human beings.
You know, I said, but right now, but then they didn't see it was going to be like, you can't just, I mean, let me put it, they didn't want to go through that stress, because really it was going to really be stressful and it was going to cost them a lot of money.
And they found that was what happened to between them and China now.
And they found a way to get it for, come and just colonize these people.
That was what they did in China now. It was China that they lent it from now. They were buying a lot of stuff from China, buying. But they said, look, these guys are not even as smart as us, Gonsai. You get it. They just came and took over the market.
Established
influence and everything and control the.
Because you will definitely need resources for development. They needed it. They found out that, we are buying stuff, we are trading, we are losing money. And we have the power to. They just came and colonized everybody. Do you understand? And even if you look at the road network they built, it was actually leading outwards to the port cities.
That's just basically all over Africa.
Yeah, to show everything. What their intentions were. Yeah. They weren't coming
from the internet. No.
It was so that they could exploit the resources.
Do you understand?
So I was not telling her that Africa now has the advantage. So we are ready for development now. But we have the resources with us. We don't need to start looking for the resources either by paying for it. I said, developing for Africa is even very, very easy and more straightforward. Like, it's not a case of, oh, but we need coal. Ah, let's buy coal from this country. Man, we don't have much money right now. You don't like healthy. You already have the coal you need. Can you get? I said, exactly.
I said the coal in Enugu is even one of the best coal in the world.
You know that kind of thing. There you get. You know, so I was like that's, I said that's why, and that's why developing Africa is going to be very easy. You understand? Because the first two stages, gathering resources and all that, is already taken care of. I said, what we just simply need to do now is just harness those resources we have already. And they are scattered all over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not concentrated in just one place. Crude oil, yes, in the Niger Delta region. But there are other stuff in other places, you know, that are just as economical.
Of course.
Say again.
So that means that the wealth is going to more easily spread.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, like for that place that they had to create many cities that is based on trade, that is based on manufacturing,
exactly.
And this and that and everything. You can manufacture where the
different
resources
in different locations. Exactly.
Without fearing that a particular region is going to be overdeveloped and other, because everybody has something to give.
Because everybody,
you know.
So I said it's going to be very easy. So I said, which is why when we're really ready for development in Africa, in Nigeria particularly, because that's the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be. We won't have to be projecting even nations there. That don't even have the resources, that had to go and start scavenging for resources. Development didn't take 50 years.
You know the first thing that is going to happen? We are going to close off Africa to everybody. You understand? Let everybody say, you know, because that was what China did now. You know, China is nearly as big as Africa. You understand? They had the same, so they had the resources. You know, for the better part of the world, they've always been closed to the rest of the world because they are big, they have a lot of resources. Do you understand? And they just close themselves to the world and everything. They develop their manufacturing capacity and everything. Is that not where we are today? And that thing didn't take them up to 20 years.
That's what I'm saying. Like, do you understand? Okay, so the problem is that we always think that, what you need a 20-year plan. In your first 4 or 5 years, you've already gone beyond the basic the basic level.
Okay.
Let me put it like the baseline level.
Of course.
So what you are just doing for the remaining 16 years.
So plan for the future and plan for your
possibility. Do you understand? Like what US is doing now, want to go to space.
Exactly.
You understand?
That's what
and then
cutting-edge technology, this and that, and everything.
Yeah.
How to project your culture to the rest of the world.
Exactly. But we're not supposed to spend the 50 years, 200 years.
What they're trying to get us to do now. You understand?
Of course.
So let us
what really led to the whole conversation itself was after Elon Musk finally launched his satellite on someone else said what Elon Musk did has just gone to show that before you can dream like that, you have to leave the shores of Africa. And I said
that's a very stupid thing.
No, but then I was like, so that was what even started the whole thing. All the things you have seen over there, they were built by men. You understand? They were not built. The day we decide, we want to develop it. In the twinkling of overnight, we're just going to develop. It will just shock people. You know what I can say? You know, and I was telling her that, and that's why it's not about I want to make money. I want to do this. I was like, and the whole point you were trying to make in your book, take it, was that. Development does not have to take forever.
It doesn't.
In
4 years,
you can develop.
And the truth of the matter is that even that book is even playing down significantly killing, because it's just one city that was isolated in that
place.
You know, like, yeah, exactly. And if you now let's assume that it's only Ibadan that is actually developing. Let's assume that it's only Ibadan.
Let's even assume that, okay, maybe the reason you did it like that is because you needed a pilot test. So before you take it everywhere, you know, you just want to show people that this is a principle that works. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? So let's assume that that was actually what you did. Because, you know, that kind of thing. I was telling now that, see, if this thing can be pulled through, especially in this world where all you need to do is to do one small thing like this, you're already on Forbes.
Was it today, this morning, or yesterday night that I was able to talk? I said, look, see, when they are coming to come and do that, the African Voices that they are doing and stuff, it's not going to be all these ridiculous things that they are doing. She's showing people that are doing they are going, it's cutting. If there's anything like that, that's we are going to have many CNNs. Let's assume that they are doing their own. It's going to be cutting the one that they've not seen before.
I always tell people, hey, see, after Class Academy is going to be turning out projects. Like, they'll be turning out proper projects. And it's not going to be someone motorcycle out of wood.
No.
And I'll say the government should encourage. No.
Government should come and support. Immediately you create the invention and everything. Investors will be begging you. That's what we are talking about. When Facebook did, why didn't you go to Facebook and say, let the government come and support us?
You know Shark Tank now.
Mm.
All the Macruban and the other very rich people, investors, you pitch your idea to them and all that. See, there are some guys that will come and they will pitch their idea like this. They will ask them basic questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you will just, even you listening, you just know that, oh boy, this guy can't get any deal.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some people that will come before they have done like this. All the investors are on them.
They'll start fighting with themselves.
They'll be bringing down their stake.
Okay,
let me go down 5% of your company.
I've only seen the one that they'll start quarreling with themselves. Down in Dragon's Den. They'll start quarreling with themselves.
Dragon's Den is the Nigerian version.
No, UK version, the British version.
Oh, UK version, because I know Nigeria also did Dragon Day.
No, not them. Okay.
You know that kind of thing? Yeah, but that's the way it is, right? If you have, like, a good idea is intrinsically good, you don't have to start, you know, doing infomercial, trying to, do about them. It's a good idea. The moment, and that's why the gospel of salvation is unique to people. The true good news. Mm-hmm. The moment you hear it, you want to be a part of it. You don't have to contemplate. You don't spend time contemplating it. You don't spend time thinking, oh, will it be good for me? Will it work for me? You understand? Because the only problem I think, which is what you identified though, is that the level of development, the carnal mind. Cannot really create it. Because even the ones we have now, the industrial revolutions and co and all, they came after like a deep revival, like a spiritual awakening.
Exactly.
Awakening.
People, they stumbled into it, Gonsef. But this one,
exactly.
This one is a conscious, it's more like a refined version of it.
But then it's even crazy though, because you know sometimes I was telling those things, people were writing rubbish on Twitter yesterday. I said that was the reason I had to uninstall Twitter. I said I had to do because you start thinking everybody is foolish.
Exactly.
Like it amplifies foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
You know the way the mind works.
I know.
Right? You want to take the attributes of the path.
Mm-hmm.
So now
begin
to
generalize it. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And it's based on your own small, you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to be laughing, you know, just go on Twitter to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I told you now, that was like went on Twitter. So I started following all those funny people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they now see that a lot of stupid talks and a lot of foolish opinions and assumptions just because you now have 10,000 followers, 10,000 followers, you feel you're an authority. You now begin to express
yourself. You start getting like.
Exactly. You're saying rubbish just to chase clout. And I found out that, okay, the kind of comments, yeah. Okay, so the kind of community, the Twitter community I found myself in was just a community of foolish people. And I was beginning to think that all Nigerians are foolish. Like they were expressing the intentions and the opinions of
the aspirations
of every Nigerian. You understand? So I just looked back and said, no, this is not it. Yeah. I was telling those people that was why I deleted my Twitter account. It's not because of anything, but you just hear too many foolish talk. Now, I only see what people are saying, maybe when someone puts it on status and say, this is what is trending now, and all that and all that. You know, but then, the point I'm making is that sometimes it's possible to misread the times and the seasons, right? Simply because you're focused on the wrong thing, because what you're hearing, you understand, and all that. And that's why it's always good to work with God, so that God can actually put things in perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Because right now, you might be thinking that, it's possible to be thinking that, okay, so there has to be a great awakening that will hit Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, it will spur development.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that the spiritual awakening has already hit Nigeria. If it has
it's already
hit Nigeria properly.
It's already in the post level and everything.
Exactly. It started with the campus fellowship.
It started with everything. This money that everybody is getting in churches and everything is actually
So it's like the ground is prepared already. Like we don't have to wait for let there be like a transcendence of people and then it will happen. Because I mean, how many people were even awakened in Europe then?
Do you understand?
I mean, God doesn't work with the whole world. He works with a few people. That's the way
it
works.
It always does like that now.
I mean, he's the real Pareto gangster.
Of course.
So thank you very much. I really hope you enjoyed yourself. And because me, I did. I enjoyed making the podcast. And every time I listen to it, I just enjoy myself. It is very rich and it's very deep. And it has raised a lot of questions, you know, that I want us to go and think about, you know. Because we have to raise conversations around these issues, you know. Important conversation. We have to start asking important questions as youth. Because that is the only way we can ensure that our country can be set on the right trajectory. Because whether we like it or not, we are going to occupy positions of power, you know, and our mindset about Africa, about Nigeria, is going to affect how we are going to execute whatever responsibility that is committed to our hands, both now and in the future. And so it is important for us to have these conversations, you know, and hopefully very soon we are going to, by the grace of God, we are going to have the next two installments of the series. You know, that is going to culminate everything, and I really hope you'll enjoy yourself. You know, so until next time, have a wonderful day and keep the fire burning. This is Kingsley signing out. Cheers.